Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. iOS 5, Custom Vibrations. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk about a new feature in iOS 5 that everyone seems to really like. This is the ability to set custom vibrations to contacts so that you know who was calling you or messaging you if you've got the phone on vibrate and you don't have to whip it out and look at it every time. Just like you can assign people custom ringtones, you can assign them custom vibrations. Of course, there is the default vibration of just one long vibrate, but it's fun to do a lot more with it. So I'm going to show you exactly settings. What you need to do to enable this feature, because there's one thing you need to do before you start setting up a custom vibrations. One important thing. So I'm going to go into settings, and enable custom vibrations. And in order to do that, you go into general and accessibility.
iCloud button, general button.
To start with.
Auto lock, pat, restrict, data, keyboard, internet, access, reset, accessibility, button.
And now I am going
general,
to find,
back button.
They've got it in headings now, and I'm going to find the hearing heading.
Accessibility, vision, heading, automatically speak, hearing, heading.
Okay, and I'm going to go over to
hearing aid mode. Off.
That's not what I want.
Improves compatibility with hearing aids in some circumstances. Custom vibrations, off.
This is what I want. I need to turn this on.
On.
There we go. So now I can create my own custom vibrations. And in order to start doing that,
general. Spotlight
I'm going
search.
To go
button.
Back and
settings.
Go into sounds.
General. Button. Brightness. Sound. Location. Notification. Sounds. Button. Sounds. Settings.
And
back button.
There is, underneath keyboard clicks and lock sounds, a new
text tone. New voice. New mail. Send mail. Tweet. Tweet, calendar alerts, reminder alert, lock sounds, keyboard click, vibration patterns, heading.
That's it, vibration patterns. There's a new heading under there.
Vibration, heartbeat, button.
And this is where you set your default vibration. And of course, along with the
vibration,
custom vibration
sounds,
that you
standard,
know and love.
Heading. Vibration, heading, sounds, back, vibrate, stand, alert.
There are new ones. There's alert.
Selected, heartbeat.
Heartbeat, which is essentially two short vibrations with a stop.
Rapid,
short little vibrations.
S-O-S.
That's just what it says, S-O-S in Morse code.
Symphony, standard,
and
heading.
Symphony is Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, the first few notes of that.
Custom, heading, create new vibration, button.
And it will allow you to create a new default vibration if you wish. And I'm going to just show you how to do that.
New vibration, can't touch surface.
Now, in order to do this reliably with VoiceOver, you need to...
Asian recording started.
Whoops. No. I want to stop recording.
Play. Dimmed. Stop. Button.
Okay.
Done record. Record. Button.
The best way I can think of to do this is go in. If you touch the center of the screen, it will start recording, and you just touch and hold and lift up, and it will record a vibration that's that long, you know, however many seconds you hold your finger down on the screen. So, and then you tap again, and you keep the recording going. Now, I would like to just, I don't want it to automatically start doing it. So as soon as I go in here, I skip the touching the center part, and I put my finger directly at the bottom right of the screen.
Record button.
There is a record button.
Vibrate, stop button.
And I'm going to
touch surface.
Create three sort of longish vibrations by touching and keeping my finger on that surface, and it will vibrate for
done recording
the time
vibration.
That your finger is there. And it said done recording because I just kept babbling on, and it automatically stops after 6 seconds.
Play button.
I can play it back. There's a play, stop, and record in the bottom right, and if I hit play.
Vibration replay started.
Yep, there it goes.
Stop. Button. Done replaying vibrate. Record. Button. Play. Vibration component. Time interval. 2.3 seconds. Duration. 0.7 seconds. Previous pause time interval. 2 seconds. Previous pause duration. 0.3 seconds.
And it tells you the length of the vibrations in the recording and how long the pauses are. If you don't like it, you can cancel and start recording all over again.
Cancel.
I'm just going to push cancel because I don't want that one.
Vibration.
I don't want to create
Create new vibration. S-O-S.
I sort of like the S-O-S vibration, so I'm just going to select that. You're going to feel it vibrate.
S-O-S. Selected. S-O-S.
Okay. And,
Standard. Heading. Vibration. 79% battery power.
Now I have selected my standard vibration.
Sounds. Back button.
And now I want to try adding a vibration to a contact. So how do I do that? Well.
Settings. Location services. On. Button.
Get out of settings.
Home. Settings.
Now I want to go into contacts.
Contacts. Contacts.
I'm already in Rodney.
Exchange. Heading.
In Rodney Edgar, and he's got an exchange
Edit.
Unified
button.
Contact because there was something weird going on when I created
Edit.
His contact.
Rodney L. Edgar.
Okay, now I want to edit.
Photo of Rodney Edgar. Contacts. Back to a photo of Rodney L. Edgar. Edit button.
I want to edit this contact because you change the vibration just like you would change your ringtone. And since
Done.
I have custom vibrations on in accessibility, a custom vibration
Delete.
Is going to
Switch
show
button.
Up.
Off. Email button. Ringtone. Vibration. Ringtone. Take on me button.
You can set a ringtone and a text tone, of course, and also vibration now.
Vibration button.
So I'm going to set him a vibration.
Vibration. Done. Button. Rapid.
Of course, it gives you the same selections.
S-O. Selected. Symphony. Custom. Heading. Create new vibration. Button.
I'm going to create a new one.
None.
Of course, you can have a none if you want.
Create new vibration. New vibration. Stop. Dimmed. Stop. Button recording started.
Give him two sort of longish four.
Done recording.
Sort of longish
record. Vibration recording. Stop. Button.
Sort of longish ones.
Done recording. Vibration.
And that didn't work, so I'm going to do it again.
Stop. Dimmed. Play. Dimmed. Progress. Zero. Play. Stop. Touch surface. Vibration recording started. Stop. Button. Done recording. Vibrate. Record. Button.
And it should play it back automatically.
Play. Button. Replay started.
But for some reason it didn't, so I hit play. Okay, that's what I want.
Done
so
replaying.
I'm going
cancel.
To
but save. Button.
Save, which is in the
79%
top right
battery
corner.
Power. 79% touch surface. Save. 78% touch surface. Save. Button. Alert.
Teeny
text
button.
Field. Is editing. Vibration name. Text field.
And you can
is editing.
A name.
Vibration name. Insertion point at end.
I'm just going to keep it as it is. Well, no. I'll give
Done.
It a name.
Dimmed. Delete.
Now what should I call it?
Capital W. Capital T. Capital R. O. D. N. E. Y. U.
Whoops.
Done. Delete.
Typing is a bit sluggish U. for some reason in this area.
T. Y. U. Y.
Okay.
Done. Vibration. Edit. Button.
There we go. It is simple as that to do. And you can always edit it if you don't like it. And, or change it to none if you really want none.
Standard. Heading. Done. 3 of 5. Done. Button.
I'm done. And
Exchange.
I'm getting
Cancel.
Out of the contact.
Button.
And that's it.
Contact.
Simple as that. So, that about wraps up that tip. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.